بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا استجد ثوبا سماه باسمه عمامة أو قميصا أو رداء يقول اللهم لك الحمد أنت كسوتنيه أسألك خيره وخير ما صنع له وأعوذ بك من شره وشر ما صنع له رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Just to complete the riwayat which we discussed yesterday, Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time when he would renew his clothing, in other words, wear something new, he would name it, either it was a turban or a shirt or a cloak, and thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the following words, Allahumma lakal hamd, O Allah, to you belongs all praise. In other words, I express my gratitude to you for this ni'mat and bounty. You are the one who has given me this turban or this shirt or this cloak to wear. I ask of you the good of it and the good for which it was made. And I seek your protection from the evil of it and the evil for which it was made. Another dua which we are taught in ahadith, when it comes to the wearing of one's clothes, particularly something new, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when someone presented him with a new set of clothing, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took the new set of clothing and then he, at that time, mentioned the dua that he had learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Alhamdulillahi alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati. Alhamdulillahi alladhi kasani, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kasani, who gave me to wear, ma uwari bihi awrati, that by which I can conceal or cover my private parts, وَأَتَجَمَّلُ بِهِ فِي حَيَاتِي, and that by which I can beautify myself in this life. Now if you look at this dua at the time of wearing the clothes, and we look at the verse of the Qur'an wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes clothing and the benefits of it, we find there is a very close link between this dua and the objective of clothing which is mentioned in Quran. And you will find that in many, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a very, very close link between what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do and say and the Quran. Because in reality, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was asked about the moral compass and code of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she described it and she said, "Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an," that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's moral compass and code was the Qur'an. In fact, he was the physical manifestation, almost an interpretation of the Qur'an. Allah says, "Ya bani Adam, O humanity, qad anzalna alaykum libasa," we have sent down clothing for you. Two benefits of clothing, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an, "Yuwari sawatikum." Through the clothing, you are able to conceal or cover your private parts. In this dua, kasani ma uwari bihi awrati. All praise is due to Allah who gave me clothing by which I am able to cover my private parts. The second objective of clothing, which Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, warisha. That clothing is a form of beautification, adornment for you. In this dua, the second part of the dua, وَأَتَجَمَّلُ بِهِ فِي حَيَاتِي, by which I am able to beautify myself in this life. The point, as we mentioned yesterday, the dua which is mentioned in this hadith, which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah concludes this chapter with, just to read it again, الْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ اللَّهُمَّ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ أَنْتَ كَسَوْتَنِي أَنْتَ كَسَوْتَنِيهِ أسألك خيره وخير ما صنع له وأعوذ بك من شره وشر ما صنع له. We should make a concerted effort to learn these du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us on the various occasions. obviously majority of us don't speak Arabic, and we may experience a certain level of difficulty in this, but this is a testimony of love and attachment for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The shock and the inclination to learn du'as, particularly brothers out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make this an endeavor every day. We are given this targheeb and we are given this encouragement to spend our time correctly. And this is one avenue by which we can spend our time correctly. Take one du'a, or one fazilat, or one virtue, write it down with the meaning. And then one is try to learn it, try to read it, and the other is give dawah towards it. For example, the same incident which I mentioned about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was presented with something new. He wore it and he read this dua. Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa adajammalu bihi fi hayati. All praise is due to Allah who gave me this to wear, by which I am able to conceal and cover my private part, and I am able to gain beautification in my life. And then the clothing that he had on, in other words, the old clothing, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala had taken it off, obviously, to wear the new clothing. He immediately looked around for a needy person, someone who was poor, and he gave him that old set of clothing. In other words, he gave it away as an act of charity. And then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that time said that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَنِي بِالْحَقِّ مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath on that being who has sent me with the truth, that no Muslim, in other words, no believer, no follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who receives something new, takes off his old clothing and gives it to someone poor, except kana fi hirzillah wa fi jawarillah wa fi dhamanillah ma kana alayhi minhu silkan hayyan wa mayyita. This is an ajeeb, astonishing, beautiful fadilat and virtue. Give your old clothing away to someone poor. Clothe someone who doesn't have clothing. And what happens? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I take an oath upon that being in whose hands, who has sent me with the truth, that when you will do this, as long as that clothing that you have given away is on the body of this person whom you gave it to, then in exchange for that, you will be in the safety of Allah, in the protection of Allah, in the guardianship of Allah. كَانَ فِي حِرْزِ اللَّهِ وَفِي جِوَارِ اللَّهِ وَفِي ضَمَانِ اللَّهِ. You will be in the safety of Allah, in the protection of Allah, in the guardianship of Allah, as long as that clothing adorns that person. Whether حَيَّن, as long as one thread, it comes in the hadith, مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْهُ سِلْكًا, as long as they remains one thread of that clothing on the body of that poor person, you will be in the protection, in the safety, in the guardianship of Allah. Hayyan o mayyita. Even after you have passed away, as long as that person is wearing that old clothes of yours that you gave away as an act of charity, even in your qabr, you will be in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find there is a great virtue. Now one is the dua that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu read on that occasion. And then he taught us this virtue that he had learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this encouragement is given. So a person is out in the path of Allah, write the dua down. And not only that, in your infiradi dawat, when you are giving dawat, meeting people, if you mention this virtue, that in giving dawat towards the 6 points or whatever it is, in that, then alhamdulillah, today I learned that this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if this dua is recited, you give your old clothes away to help a poor person, then you will be in Allah's protection, in Allah's safety, in Allah's guardianship. Now you mention that to a few people when the dawat is given, and automatically this becomes a means for you. It makes it easy to learn that particular dua, and that virtue and encouragement is given for people to bring sunnah and the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their lives. Babu istihbab al-ibtida'i bil-yameen fil-libas. This is the last subheading which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought. In it, he doesn't give any explanation. The reason being that this particular subject matter passed previously. He says, هذا الباب قد تقدم مقصوده وذكرنا الأحاديث الصحيحة فيه. Says this particular chapter, its objective is already passed, and we've mentioned many sahih, authentic ahadith with regards to it. So, in keeping with what Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has done, I'm just going to translate the heading of the chapter, and we can obviously refer to the ahadith that has passed. What the heading is, istihbab, the preferability of starting with the right side when putting on your clothing. Find that this is generally an overriding principle. Anything positive, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would start with the right. Anything that has negative connotations, example, going to the toilet is not something you're supposed to look forward to. So, it's a necessity, you have to do it, but you don't look forward to it. So, when you enter the toilet, you enter with the left foot. When you leave, you leave with the right foot. Anything positive, putting on your clothing, entering the masjid, etc., there you will start with the right. Istihbab al-yameen, start with the right. Putting on the clothes, start with the right. Taking off the clothes, start with the left. So this is generally what is an overriding principle. Put your shoes on, put the right shoe on first. When you're wearing your pants, etc., put the right side on first. Wearing the shirt, kurta, whatever it may be, you should try and endeavor to utilize the right side first. And have this intention in the heart that this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I mentioned, many ahadith with regards to this in a separate chapter had already passed. So Imam Nawawi rahimahullah says that this has